Without going into all of the details of that Welsh revival, do you remember much about it? Have you read much about it? Do you remember that the church didn't have to go out and pass a prohibition against alcohol? The church didn't have to do that. What the church had to do was preach the gospel. And drunks got saved. And when drunks got saved, they quit going to the bars. And when they quit going to the bars, the bar owners had to close up shop. But in that day, when the movement of the Spirit of God gripped that nation, I think I've told you this before. Wells is known for her coal. And the coal miners, when they begin to get saved, their language gets converted. And they have to stop mining of the coal and re-educate the mules. Because the converted coal miners have stopped cussing all day. And the donkeys and the mules don't know what to do. So they have to stop mining of coal to re-educate the mules to know that these kinder, more gentler coal miners are still here to work. That's the kind of impact that the gospel has. And not until a personal religion, a revival of personal religion takes place, does it begin to work within the house of God. And then when the house of God is in revival, it has a massive awakening impact upon the city.